the Bible. And we want to look at, to start with, verses 13 to verse 20. I'll read those for us in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Verse number 13 is where I'm going to start, and verse 20 is where I will finish. Here's what the Bible says. But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen. And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the firstfruits of them that slept. I want to look at verse number 14 as we get started. It says, and if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. How many know what a hoax is? A hoax is something that's presented to be true, but it's not. Presented to be true, but it's not. On October 30th, 1938, mass hysteria gripped Americans during a radio broadcast of a story that was first written in 1897. During the broadcast of the story War of the Worlds, at least 1 million listeners believed the Earth was being invaded by unstoppable aliens. People crowded highways, armed themselves, sought police for gas masks, requested their power to be shut off so that the aliens wouldn't see them, and were treated for shock at local hospitals. One woman ran into an Indianapolis church. She should have been there in the first place. During an evening service to proclaim, New York has been destroyed. It's the end of the world. Prepare to die. When CBS, the company who started out with radio, now of course into television, broadcast, etc., when they heard of the hysteria in real life, they told the narrator, who was an actor named Orson Welles, he went on the air as himself to remind listeners it was all fiction. Though Welles had shared a disclaimer before the story was broadcast, he shared a weather report before starting the story that said a meteor had crashed into New Jersey. And everybody started getting excited. And then, as you know, it was a hoax. It was a hoax. It was a story meant, of course, to be listened to. And at that time, the largest radio audience that they know of listened to that story, to the hoax, and believed much of it. If Christ had not risen from the dead, then we believe in a hoax. The Bible says, if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith also is also vain. We started the month with Resurrection Sunday. We're going to finish the month with Christ's resurrection. Only we're going to consider this, like Paul did here in 1 Corinthians 15. One of the great chapters in Scripture, and certainly about the Lord and the gospel, is this. If Christ had not risen, what would have happened? If Christ had not risen, what would have happened? And let's go ahead and pray, and we'll ask God's wisdom about and guidance about that as we look in the Scriptures here and learn more about what could have happened, yet didn't. Amen? Yep. Didn't. But let's go ahead and pray. Would you bow with me, and I'll ask the Lord to help us. Father, thank you that we have your word. We have the truth in our hands. We have the Holy Spirit to guide us and direct us. And I pray he'd have freedom in our mind, in our heart, Lord. Pray Jesus would be seen clearly through all the things that we see. And may you, God, get the glory for everything. And now I pray, Lord, perhaps there's somebody here tonight or listening that they're stuck in this idea that maybe there is no resurrection. Maybe Jesus didn't do what he said he was going to do. And we pray, God, that that would change, not just with Scripture, but with a faith in who the Lord is. And we pray, Father, as a Christian, Lord, help us to see. Sometimes this is what we got to consider when we're sharing Christ, that what we have come to believe without question and in great faith, many people still struggle with. And help us to be wise as we share Christ with others too. May you get the glory through the things that are shared tonight. And pray in Jesus' name. Amen. If Christ had not risen, what would have happened? Verse 14, we looked at it earlier. Take a look again. If Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Number one, all preaching would be of no value. All preaching would be of no value. I considered this and thought, well, what about the Old Testament? I mean, certainly much of that would still be helpful, but guess who's in the Old Testament too, folks? Jesus is there. He's there from Genesis all the way to the end. He's talked about, preached about, prophesied of, etc. He even makes some appearances in history, and we read about that in the Old Testament. And so that's why Paul says all preaching would be of no value. That's what vain means. It's worthless. Every sermon about Jesus would have been worthless. Preaching about him would include his deception. Would accept that his deception is okay. Listening to a message on Jesus. How many ever heard a message about Jesus before? If Jesus had not risen, every message you've heard about him would be a lie. It would be of no value to you. He might have be somewhat of interest and maybe even be a moral illustration, but there would have to be an asterisk that, yes, he was a great man. Yes, he did all these things, but yet he lied about coming back to earth. He lied about being raised again from the dead. He is a hoax. Every sermon about Jesus would have been worthless. Every preacher of the past would be disgraced. Who were the first preachers of Christ, by the way? The apostles and his disciples went out and shared. It started way back then. It didn't just wouldn't have just happened in the near future or near past. It starts at the apostles spreading a lie that they had seen him. The Christian martyrs who died for him, they would have died for a lie. First person who is recorded in Scripture who died since after Jesus ascended was who? Stephen. And we consider him in history, church history, etc., that he was the first martyr for Christ, gave his life over for the Lord. And what a tremendous testimony he was. Wow. We even have a message from him in Scripture that God preserves for us to share. And then there's the pastors, the missionaries, the evangelists, all who give their lives to ministry and preaching. They would have all preached a lie. They would have all shared something that's not true. By the way, another thought as we consider this, all preaching would be of no value. Being in church tonight would be a total waste of time. Would you turn with me to Proverbs? This is an interesting thought. Proverbs chapter 14, I should say truth. But if Jesus had not risen and things about him would not have been true, what would being here be equal to? Well, Proverbs 14, verse number 23 is what we want to look at. Proverbs 14 and verse number 23. Would you read it with me? We're in Proverbs 14, verse number 23. Let's read it together. In all labor there is profit, but the talk of the lips tendeth only to penury. Penury means this, extreme want or poverty. Poverty. It'd be better for you to work on Sunday, is what the Bible's saying, than to come here and hear preaching about Jesus or somebody speak of him in that way. If Jesus had not risen from the grave, all preaching would be of no value. Let's go back to 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians 15, again, verse 14, it says this. And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Secondly, if Christ had not risen from the dead, all faith in him would be of no value. All faith in him would be of no value. Without faith, there is no salvation from sin. The Bible tells us in Romans 5, verse 1, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. But we wouldn't have that if he hadn't resurrected. There'd be no peace with God. There'd be no gift of grace for salvation. You might know Ephesians 2 8 and 9. Would you say it with me? Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Totally untrue if Jesus hadn't risen again. His grace would not be available, and there would be no salvation. Without faith, prayer has no power. Prayer has no power. How many times did Jesus tell his disciples, when you pray, pray in my name, use my name, when you call on the Heavenly Father? Mark chapter 9, if you want to go there, you can see. We've talked about this incident. This is when the father brought his son, who was, the Bible says in one of the Gospels, a lunatic. He was possessed of devils, etc. And his son constantly tried to kill himself by throwing himself in water and fire and so forth. And then when they got before Jesus, the Bible says that he fell down at the ground in front of him. And the father wanted Jesus to cast out the demon, cast out the evil spirits, and asked him to do so. Mark chapter 9, here's what Jesus said. Verse number 23 is what we want to look at. Verse number 23, Jesus said unto him, if thou to the Father, by the way, interestingly enough, he says, if you, the Father, you know what he did not point to? The Son. It was the Father's faith that God delivered him from that evil spirit. Now, the father's faith did not save his son, but it helped deliver him from that. If thou canst believe, notice the next words, all things are possible to him that believeth. Believeth in what? Believeth in Jesus. And believe in Christ. And without faith, prayer has no power. And without faith, anxiety would rule the mind. Let's take a look at this in Philippians chapter 4. Would you go there with me? Without faith, anxiety, fear, etc., would rule the mind. We're in Philippians chapter 4. We're going to look at verse number 6, 7, and 8 in Philippians chapter 4. So here, Scripture records what Christ's resurrection does provide, but if he had not risen, none of this would be possible. We're going to look at verses 6, 7, and 8. Would you read these with me? They're great verses, by the way. Great to put to memory if you can. Let's read verse 6, 7, and 8. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. You see how the mind is so important to the Lord. And it's important to you too. It's important to you too. And God says, because we have a risen Savior, we can have peace. Not just with God, but we can have peace of mind. He says here in verse number 7, that the peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep your what? Hearts and minds. Wow. Wow. But without faith, anxiety would rule the mind. A third thought, if Jesus had not risen, if he had not risen, let's go back to 1 Corinthians. Take a look at verse 18. Verse 18, we're in 1 Corinthians 15. Let's look at verse 18. And the Bible says this, then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. A third thought, if Jesus had not risen, all hope of eternity in heaven would be gone. All hope of eternity in heaven would be gone if he had not risen. First of all, we see that the grave would be a source, a great source of despair, which, by the way, it is for many today. Yeah, some they don't go to the cemetery. They don't go by the graves, and that's, I don't make a habit of visiting them myself. But some don't go because of what the reminder of it is, the one who they cannot see or get back. John chapter 14, if you want to go there, you can take a look. Verse number 2, verse number 3 in John 14 says this. This is Jesus speaking. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, what does he say? I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Hey, the Lord is risen. But if he hadn't, we don't have that kind of hope that he would come again, or that he's even preparing anything for anybody. 1 Thessalonians 4:13. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. No hope. You see, folks, the importance of Christ getting out of that grave on his own, revealing himself to his disciples, continuing to live for us and through us and prepare to return. All the resurrection, it's so important. But if not, hope of eternity in heaven would be gone. Philippians 1:23 says this, that being with Jesus would not be a better place. Philippians 1:23, remember Paul, he was writing to the Philippian church. He says, for I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better, he said. It wouldn't have been better. It wouldn't have been better. I think I mentioned it this morning. This would be the best life we have without Jesus. But praise the Lord, because he rose again, yes. It is far better. It is far better. Let's go back to 1 Corinthians. Take a look at verse 19, and we'll see a fourth reason or something that would happen if Christ had not risen. Verse number 19. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. A fourth thought about if Christ had not risen is this. All believers in Jesus would be the most miserable people on earth. By the way, what does the Bible tell us about Christians and what they should be? Philippians 4:4, think of that. We should be people who are rejoicing. Yeah, rejoice in the Lord always, the Bible says. And again, I say, rejoice. We of all people have joy. But if Jesus didn't rise, most miserable. Our lives would have followed a fable. It's a great story. Might even make a good Hollywood movie. But it wouldn't be true if Jesus hadn't risen. All we have invested for Jesus would be lost. I'm not going to ask you how much you've ever given, but let me ask you this. Have you ever given something in the offering for anything at any time at church? Would have been useless. Useless. Yeah, might help with some projects or certain needs that are only here on earth, but it wouldn't have helped with spreading a gospel that is guaranteed to help someone for eternity. That would have really been a loss of what we've invested. But because Jesus rose again, it's not that way. Amen. So here's the final thought. Since Jesus resurrected, let's read the rest of the story. Who was that that used to say that? Now the rest of the story, Paul Harvey, how the rest of the story. Verse number 20, let's go there. 1 Corinthians, in fact, let's read it together. I'm going to read verse 20. You read verse 21. We'll go back and forth. Verse 26, that's where we're going to stop. And I'll begin. The Bible says, but now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive.
But every man in his own order, Christ the firstfruits, afterward, Christ at his coming.
Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. And verse 26, let's read it together. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Wow. I like that verse, don't you? His enemies will be destroyed. Because he rose again, he is going to come back in the clouds. Because he rose again, we can look to seeing him again as well, and all those beloved Christians who passed away before us. Because he's going to come again, there will come a time he'll return to the earth, not just in the clouds, 7 years after the tribulation begins. We believe the scripture teaches that he will come and set up his kingdom, amen, and have a millennial reign. And eventually the Bible tells us that the earth will be delivered to the heavenly Father. Hey, praise God. He lives again. Though there is much evidence that points to Jesus' resurrection, we still must receive it and him by faith. By faith. We can go over to Israel and we can see the places. There's two particular places they say that Jesus was buried in his tomb. Both of them are empty. Well, I know the one is, I should say. I think they did a National Geographic thing on how they went into the other tomb, this church of, I forget what it's called now, Church of the Redeemed, something like that, where underneath all this cement that's been there for a long time, they cracked it open and they found nothing. They found nothing. The point is this, we can go all over the earth and find empty graves, couldn't we? But it's by faith we believe that Jesus said he was going to rise again and his grave is no longer filled. By faith we believe that he's coming back. By faith we believe this book is the truth. And once you start doing what it says, your faith becomes reality. Amen. It becomes obvious to you this is the truth through God's hand and help. And yet God still needs and he asks us to trust him by faith. Hebrews chapter 11, if you want to go there, we'll finish there. Hebrews 11. And we're going to look at two verses in Hebrews 11, verse number 1 and verse number 6. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You know what scripture is telling us here a little bit? The very fact that we have faith in it is part of the evidence, not the only evidence, but it's part of the evidence of God's existence and certainly Christ's resurrection. Then look at verse number 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hey, God exists, amen?
Yes.
And he sent his son to this earth to die for you and me. When he died, he took the sins, the wrath of sin on us, on him, and paid the price that we should pay. And sadly, some people are paying. And yet God says in this life, we have the opportunity to have that payment washed away through the blood of Christ. Have you accepted him as your Savior? Would you call on him if you haven't? That's that, and believe not only that he rose again, but that, guess what? He can raise you again too. He's going to do it. Accept Christ as Savior, but it must be through faith. Ron was a teacher of a class of mentally challenged teenagers. He taught them to play chess, restore furniture, and repair electrical appliances. He taught them to look at their capabilities rather than their limitations. Robert, one of the students, soon proved how well he had learned the lesson. One day, he brought in a broken toaster to repair. He carried the toaster under one arm, and under the other, he carried a full loaf of bread as he walked in. Faith. Faith. And yet Jesus lives today. Do you know him?
Yes.
Consider this, Christian friends, consider this. A lot of these, this is what goes on in a mind that does not know Christ as Savior. How can that be? How can somebody do everything Jesus said and still be able to be trusted and live today? Well, certainly the Holy Spirit is working on them, but he can use you to share the truth. Hey, understand, sometimes things that we see in Scripture have to believe by faith. But when you do, you'll look back and you'll say, why didn't I believe that before? It makes total sense. It's like putting the pieces into the puzzle. Once you put them in their spot, now you got the whole picture. and it all comes together. Heavenly Father, I pray, help us to share the wonderful truth of the gospel as well as just the testimony of Jesus Christ. We look forward to his coming again, Lord. I pray if any hearts or souls that need Jesus that are listening today, tonight, are here or listening, I pray, Father, that you would open up their heart, their understanding to Christ, that today would be the day they call on him. Yes. Father, as a Christian, we all want to grow in our witness, in the way we share Jesus that might help somebody else get closer to him. Father, I pray maybe some of these things that we shared tonight or looked at tonight could be a help to us as we consider those things in that conversation or just as we pray. I ask, Lord, that you'd help us, Father, to be a shining light for Jesus, yes, even in this world that we live in. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Would you stand with me if you are able? And we'll just share altar is open. If the Lord's leading you to talk to him and call on his help, perhaps pray for someone with heads bowed and eyes closed. If God's moving you, why don't you do that? Hey, I know some folks I want to pray for in just a moment. Maybe you do too. I'm going to ask the organ to softly play the song we'll sing in just a minute. When she begins to play, why don't you respond as she plays? Take our hymnal, we'll sing that song. It's number 128. We'll just sing the first verse. If none come, we'll close and then we'll have our meeting. But praise the Lord, we have somebody to share with the world as we sing number 128.
Thank you.
prayer. And in a few minutes, about 5 or 7 minutes, something like that, we'll meet back for our business meeting, and you're welcome to stay. But we're looking at some important things. If you're a member, please join us. We've got some things to vote on and to share as well. But let's go ahead and close with a word of prayer. It's good to have visitors with us. Amen. Amen. It was great to see folks this morning and some this evening as well. But great to have Bob Jones back with us.
Amen.
And he brought the warm weather. You can thank him for that from Arizona. Bob, would you close out our day with prayer tonight?
Right hand of the Father.
Amen.